little bit of R2-D2, one of the robots from Star Wars. Robots, we're going to be talking about that now. And the man, well, he's not only a huge Star Wars fan, but very much up on the latest in autonomy. And that's our IT and gadget guru, Stephen Fenwick, who's got a terrific website, techguide.com.au. And he's on the line. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Richard. How you doing?
Yeah, very well, thanks, mate. Yes, the Tesla CEO Elon Musk, this was late last week, introducing the latest generation of AI-powered humanoid robots, and also the, I think it's the robo-taxi. But apparently investors weren't that impressed.
It's a funny one. He's been talking about robo-taxis, first of all, for quite a while. The fact that there is actually they've produced a vehicle is impressive. He was, as far back as 4 or 5 years ago, he was sort of floating the idea of Tesla owners being able to send out their cars to act as robo-taxis when they're not driving them. And at the time, I was a Tesla owner thinking, well, my car can make me money when I'm not driving it. So concept was great, didn't really come to fruition. So when he's rolled out a robo-taxi, which he's been talking about for quite a while, I think investors are thinking, okay, well, it's one thing to say it, but another thing to actually get it operational and for it to make money. That's probably the hesitation. But in terms of the AI-powered humanoid robots, they were certainly very impressive, and they've made a lot of improvements over the last couple of years. So you can just imagine, by the time they become a consumer product in the next few years, how much better they're going to be.
Interesting, though, after that, and I might add, it was done at a film studio just outside Los Angeles.
Yeah, Warner Brothers.
At Warner Brothers Studio. Apparently, the share price dropped almost 9% and wiped about almost $100 billion off the off the value of the company. But I tell you what, though, what about the one that went everywhere yesterday? The catch landing of the SpaceX rocket.
Oh, mate,
that wasn't that incredible.
That was remarkable. Yeah, he's got his hands, fingers in many pies, old Elon Musk. But the SpaceX, they are absolutely, they're nailing it. That demonstration yesterday, absolutely brilliant.
And I mentioned earlier this morning, it's a project NASA have been working on for about a decade. They sent a probe off to Jupiter, and again, the thing that put it into space was a SpaceX rocket.
SpaceX rocket, I saw that launch. Well, I think Elon Musk, I read his biography, and he's all about expanding humanity beyond Earth. He's all about getting to Mars and just really pushing the envelope in everything he does. And so hence the reason why he's putting so much effort into SpaceX and these other projects. So he's a man of vision, but how soon that vision becomes a reality is what we're all wondering about.
Yeah. Well, Tesla in the news again. This is a choice of found that a number of car brands, and I think we were hearing a lot of hysteria coming out of the United States saying they were going to ban certain Chinese vehicles or software in Chinese vehicles. But all the brands that Choice have named as being companies that are collecting all sorts of data, none of them are Chinese. Hyundai, Kia, they're South Korean.
Choice did a big survey of the 10 biggest car companies in Australia. You're talking, Tesla, Mazda, Kia, Mitsubishi, Ford, Isuzu, Hyundai, MG, Toyota, Subaru, and they looked at the data they collected, so their privacy policies of those car companies, and seven of them collected no data, three of them collected no data, but seven were collecting data of various levels of data. And you've got to remember, your phone is now a connected device. A lot of people think, how can my car collect data? Well, you're connected. Some of them have got SIM cards in it. Some of them connect your phone. So the system now knows who you are, knows where you're going, and collects some of that data. Some do pass it on to third parties. Tesla even, they record video and share video just to improve their autopilot and self-driving capabilities as well. And they say that it's done anonymously, so there's no way that it can be linked to a particular driver. They call it, they've got privacy-preserving techniques, they say, and they say that they're not linked to your identity or your account. But these other companies, like Toyota, they actually collected information about how you drove, like cornering and acceleration and all this sort of stuff to try to improve the performance of the car, but also too, Kia and Hyundai were connecting collecting other data, including voice data, which is helping them create better AI results. So they obviously want AI to become part of their future vehicles. So that's all data that's being sent, that is being used towards that goal.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think a few people would have been alarmed that the car, which is usually your sanctuary, you know, you're by yourself, you're thinking you're safe. Yep, data's being collected there as well.
Yeah. When you say they share the data or the data, who do they share it with, and do they sell it, or do they just give it away?
Well, so they were unclear on some of them. Some of the MG denied selling to a third party. So they don't sell it. Some denied selling to brokers, because there are data brokers that buy data and use it and share it. They were a bit unclear on who those third parties are. They'd be sort of related to the car industry, I guess. So Toyota, all these other companies would try. They weren't all clear on they were profiting from your data, but it was potentially third parties that had a relationship with that car company to begin with, but also too could result in you being targeted by advertisers.
Ah, interesting. Look, I know you mentioned it last week, the phone has been released now. This is the scaled-down version of the Samsung Galaxy S24. This is the FE.
I reviewed this one. Yeah, I know you're a Samsung man too, Richard.
Yes,
this is a really nice phone, this one, the S24 FE. FE stands for Fan Edition. So this is basically a sprinkling of the flagship features in a more affordable device.
Right.
And I'm really impressed with this one. I think if you're looking for an impressive phone but don't want to spend a big dollars, then this falls right into that wheelhouse. I think it's got a good screen, good processor, looks nice, but it also offers Galaxy AI, the most of the Galaxy AI features on a phone that's just cost a little bit over $1,000. And pretty impressive too, the AI on it. You got call assist, chat assist, interpreter. You can improve your photos. If you look at my review, you can even take pictures of like selfies and create drawings based on your selfie. It's got a decent camera on board as well. Can also shoot 8K video.
Wow.
8K video at 30 frames a second, which is pretty impressive for a $1,000 phone.
So
Samsung really putting in those flagship features and really offering it at a very affordable price.
I might start making movies. Look, Shanna's just given me a story here. An electric car is going to be used to power a house of the future. Testing this in Port Macquarie, apparently. The CSIRO and Essential Energy announced the trial, this morning, revealing vehicle-to-grid technology is going to be tested in Port Macquarie, apparently. See if they can run a house off a car.
That's right. Yeah. So some vehicles already have that feature. So it is possible for you to, when you pull up in the driveway, then the battery takes over the power once the car's home. If you've got solar panels and all that. So this is something that's going to absolutely be a feature and an attractive feature for potential EV buyers. I've got solar panels and a battery here. My battery though is about 10 kilowatts, whereas in my car, I've got a 100 kilowatt battery in my car. So I've got 10 times more battery capacity in my car than I have in my house. So it makes sense to be able to use that power to lower your energy, your grid, your energy use from through the grid. So vehicle to grid, there's another feature called vehicle to load. So MG has this feature where you can actually power devices and appliances from your car as well. So I did a bit of content with Souths last year where we powered the ball cannon and some of the other products to help them in their recovery all through the MG, which is their sponsor. So the thought of having an EV just stopping it being just your car is in the near future going to expand into this potential power source for your home. That is absolutely a reality, and it's going to be around. It's already, some cars already have that feature, but having it work with a lot with your home, it needs a bit of, you need a connection and wall connection and all those things. But once that's there, you'll be surprised how useful this is going to be and what a massive feature this is going to be.
My obvious comment though being if, and apparently they're using a Nissan Leaf EV in this
small battery.
This trial in Port Macquarie. But if you're using your vehicle to power the house, you then have to recharge the battery. So where do you do that?
No, well, so the example would be, right, so you've pulled into your driveway and it's night time, so your solar panels aren't producing. It's now you're relying on the battery of your car.
Okay.
So during the night, it'll power you the whatever you need during the night and during the day too, if you want to do it that way. But you can then use the power from the solar panels to charge the car as well, or go to a public charger.
Yeah.
And you'll find that the house isn't going to drain the whole car battery. The house will only sort of probably use about 10 to 20% of the battery in a day or two. So it's not going to drain it completely.
Okay, yeah, interesting. Yeah. Wow, boy, oh boy, all right.
Remarkable.
And just back to Elon Musk and these, as I said, you know, investors obviously weren't impressed when they launched the robots and the robo-taxi, but I bet after viewing the catch landing of the SpaceX rocket yesterday, the share price has probably gone up again.
Well, SpaceX is a separate company to Tesla, but their stock could be flying. Their company's all about rockets.
Yeah.
But Tesla sort of seems to be a bit volatile at the moment because it's they're talking about cars and robots and robo-taxis, and they're also trying to sell EVs to customers as well. So they're sort of trying to do too much at one time, I think. That's what's made
You're certainly doing a hell of a lot, that's for sure. Always good to talk to you, mate. Have a great week. We'll catch up next Tuesday.
Look forward to it. Thanks a lot, Richard.
Likewise. Stephen Fennig, our IT and gadget guru, and his website, everything we talk about and a whole lot more, and including some competitions as well at techguide.com.au.